You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about small business. Business professors would be up in arms if they heard this. And even if you don't have a business now, you need to listen to this show. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what does small business have to do with the ecosystem approach?
Well, you know, and the reason you need to listen is because it's a small business is an ecosystem. So even if you don't have a business, maybe you're part of an organization, a church, any sort of group, all these things apply.
Well, okay, but I'm going to jump in and say, it even applies if you don't have a small business now, because at the rate things are going, you could have a small business in the future.
A lot of people dream of having a small business.
Yes.
So even if you've had a dream that you'd like to have a small business, this is where to start.
Yeah.
You know, and full disclosure, I have a business degree, and I've never heard anything like this. Is for all those 4 years I was getting that business degree. So, you know, and here's where we start.
Okay.
Energies are at the root of all business problems, and we seek to change the energy before we take action. So if you could change the energy first and then, you know, try to solve a typical business problem.
Not just a small business problem.
But yes, a typical business problem. It would make it better, you know. And before we get too much into that, I want to say, you know, with all the things going on today, Black Lives Matter, the pandemic, coronavirus, global warming, you know, it feels like the whole world's messed up. And I believe, Patricia and I believe this really sincerely, that small business has the capability of changing the world. Now, we've talked about the age of Aquarius, this energy that's present now, that is the beginning of new change, where there's more empowerment for the individual and a democratization of structures. And that's represented by small business.
Okay.
You know, big business typically is programming. You know, when you go to work for a big business, they say they want you to be professional. That's code for just do your work and shut up and then come back the next day and do it again, you know. And there's no that individual empowerment is often lacking. So, you know, we're not going to talk that much about the philosophy. We're going to talk more about the specifics. So let me make a bold statement. All business experts, all business analysis, and all business metrics, and even marketing techniques at the root has the objective of trying to change the energy of a business. So what we say, why not just change the energy directly, which is what we do with the ecosystem approach. You don't have to, that doesn't mean that you don't make actual physical or changes in your business. But you start working with the energy first, and that's always beneficial.
Okay. Why, Jason?
Because that's the root. You know, when you're trying to change your culture, improve your advertising, get more clients to come in, it's always about the energy. And that energy is what's attractive to people or not. And so people do all these crazy things, do analysis, try different advertising techniques, all these things. But it's the energy that attracts people, and it's the energy that repels people. So let me make another bold statement, okay? All business problems, challenges, and even the ability to achieve our objectives at the root are personality, relationship, or behavioral problems of the owner, manager, or founder.
So that's quite a profound statement, Jason.
It is. So if you're an owner of a business, I'm not trying to blame you, but I'm saying that the problems of your business lie within your personality. And the benefit, the positive thing here is that with the ecosystem approach, you can change those things in your personality and make them different or more appropriate for your business.
Okay.
So, and programming techniques, which is what most, everything I learned in business school was all about, structures and programming, and this is how this works, and this is how this works.
And the statistics say this, and the numbers say that.
The supposed tos, yes. And, but no one ever talks about, if you're trying to do a service business and you're a jerk, there was never a business class that says, if you're a jerk, this is what to do.
I'll agree.
And most people who that's not very precise. Most people who have aggressive personalities frame it in a way that, takes them off the hook. They're a can-do person. They make things happen, and even though there's people that are like that, that just offend people all the time, or they're so nice that they never get anything done because, everybody, all their employees are fighting amongst themselves and they don't know how to control it. So there's always an energy about the personality. There's a story that I think is
okay.
Really appropriate here. We had a client, or no, this wasn't a client. This is a company that we knew about. One of the people that worked there, and they hired a consultant because they were having problems with retention. So the boss went out and got a
consultant. Yeah, there you go.
A consulting company, and paid them a lot of money. And they did a survey. They went around to talk to employees to get the scoop, and they said this was all going to be confidential, and they gave out surveys, and then they came up with an analysis that offered some solutions.
Okay.
But what everybody knew, and we knew this because we knew one of the employees, and she was talking to us about this, that the boss was tight, financially tight and unlikable. So they, he would do things I remember they would bring people together, the employees were all spread out all over the country, and they'd bring people together, in every 6 months or so to have a company meeting. And then they'd all go out to dinner. And he would tell people what they couldn't order from the menu because it was too expensive. Stuff like that is there's ways around that, but it just feels, to an employee, it feels like,
Well, the thing that it basically says that I read into it and that I actually hear about is that you don't care, nothing about me. All you care about is the amount of money I can bring in for you. And so in other words, there's no personal anything there, which I understand there's businesses that definitely run that way, but there's no regard. That was the word I was looking for. There's no regard for anybody's personality or things that they even thought, meaning new ideas, that sort of thing.
So when the boss wasn't warm and fuzzy, it was easy for the people to leave and say, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And by the way,
they got a better job.
The turnover was pretty big. Yeah.
So, here's one note too. And we talked about, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this.
Okay.
A lot of small businesses are in chaos right now.
Yes.
The pandemic, the demonstrations, mm-hmm. they affect a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
It's you can't plan for those things. If something happens to your business as a result, there's a lot of things you can't, there's nothing you can do. But what we know, and you don't learn this in business school, clearing, clearing, clearing. If you start clearing yourself, you'll clear the hopelessness, clear the sadness, clearing feeling like you're a failure, feeling.
I'm going to lose everything.
The responsibility for your people, all mm-hmm. those things. Mm-hmm. Because when you clear those emotions away, you create the space for solutions.
For not only solutions, but objectivity that allows you options in those solutions. And it's pretty interesting to see how all of that happens.
We see it all the time.
Exactly.
It's really amazing.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Small business has the capability to make positive change in the world. All business objectives are really energy objectives. And we can work with energy directly.
Okay.
Business problems are always personality, relationship, or behavioral, which can be changed with energy techniques, not with programming.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you true objectivity that comes from that natural place within, so you can run your business in the best possible way for you.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do as an owner, boss, or manager to make things better and overcome a whole list of problems and difficulties. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what you can do as an owner, boss, or manager to make things better and overcome a whole list of problems and difficulties. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, I can see how the owner of the last segment thought he had a retention problem when in reality it was his personality. Basically, what happened? What was the outcome of the whole thing, Jason? Do you know?
So the consultant made a recommendation, and I'm sure there was a lot of graphs and charts, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And the recommendation was to give the employees financial incentives to stay. And they did some swag, you know, company t-shirts to develop a more of a feel.
A unity.
Yes.
Okay.
And swag and, okay, you know, banners, things like that. But all the employees saw right through that. And mm-hmm. it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Talk about wasting money. It's a classic business school example of how to just waste a lot of money with no incentive. So
right.
here's the ecosystem approach way to approach that.
Okay.
Self-knowledge is the most important thing for any owner manager, and specifically to know not only what your strengths are, how to manage yourself in the best possible way. And I hate to use that word manage, but you know, with the ecosystem approach, we try and bring out the natural part of you, that your natural strengths and abilities and talents.
And for some people, that is to manage other people.
Well, and I'm talking about managing themselves.
No, I understand.
Yes.
But to understand all that, it is to be able to manage other people.
Some people are natural managers.
Yes, and some are not.
And rarely people really see themselves clearly enough to know if, you know, which category they're in. Or here's the key: how to be a better manager
mm-hmm.
for themselves. That's unique to themselves. This isn't about trying to make you into the what the latest business guru says you should act like to be a good entrepreneur. This isn't like that at all.
Okay.
This is to say who you are uniquely, and to bring out your unique talents and abilities and make them work for you in your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's unique to you.
Okay.
It's about finding natural motivation. So, because you know, having a small business is hard. If you're currently in a small business, you know that. And having sustainable motivation is not something you program yourself to do, but you find it within yourself, because it's in alignment with who you are authentically, and it feels like you have to do it.
Okay.
So here's the other thing. Self-knowledge comes primarily from the Enneagram. We use the Enneagram, which is a personality typing system, and clearing so you can perceive yourself in a way that's much more authentic to the way you are. And the Enneagram as a personality typing system gives you a path to clear for yourself. So you see who you are right now, and you can see where you're going. The Enneagram helps you see that in terms of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that. For example, if you're a seven, as you continue to clear, you're not going to be able to do, if you're juggling 10 balls at once or 20 balls at once right now, you're not going to get to be able to juggle 30 balls. You're going to be able to juggle 5 balls, but you're going to be able to do it better. The Enneagram, if you know that, that's how it works. It helps you see that.
And so, by the way, that is just one of the personality types.
That's just one of the personality mm-hmm. types. Mm-hmm. You know, there.
And we all have different personalities. There's 9 of them. And I realize that this isn't the show about that, but I'm just saying there's 9 of them, and everyone fits into one of those.
And once you know that, then you have a better idea of how to apply your personality to your individual business mm-hmm. in the way that's good for you.
Okay.
You know, business school doesn't talk about making it unique for you. It's about one size fits all. This is where you're supposed to do it, you know.
Well, you know what? I want to bring up one small point. I remembered
this just a minute ago. I worked with someone a little while back that worked with one of the top Fortune 500 companies in the world, not just, you know, the country. And they paid this guy a lot of money. And his job was to go in, do his job, and do it well and go home, just like Jason was saying earlier. The problem was is that this guy, he got so tired of the humdrum, the ho-hum, every day the same type thing. He just couldn't handle it. He gave up more than a six-figure income, you know, in a year to say, you know what, I am a unique soul. I am a unique person. I cannot do this anymore. And by the way, from what I understand, he's happy and he's healthy, and he's doing what he wants to do now.
You know, that's the epitome of the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. It makes you solid on the inside. Mm-hmm. So if you're working for a Fortune 500 company right now and you feel empty, we're not saying that you should quit your job and just, you know, that what's that country Western song, take this job and shove it, you know, whatever it is. But
that's it.
You know, what we suggest is that you start on the inside. And you make yourself whole on the inside.
Because that's where real change comes from.
And then you can make a decision.
Yes,
you
may, an objective one.
You may say, okay, I can handle this for another 10 years, another 20 years, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. But because I'll be whole on the inside. Or you'll make some other choice, and that's fine too. But if you're solid on the inside, it's the ecosystem approach.
Well, and I just want to say one more thing about the Fortune 500 guy. He managed to last a year longer because he was getting ready to walk out the door because he couldn't stand it. And he managed to last a year longer, and he saved enough money to live on for about 5 years because he worked with the ecosystem approach and figure out what he really wanted to do.
So let me give you another example.
Okay.
We had a client who was telling us she had a problem. She had a small business. She had a problem with pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved. It was Patricia's client. And I was, you know, I took her at face value, and I got someone to help her with pricing who was an expert, quote mm-hmm. unquote, who was mm-hmm. really good at it.
Yeah.
But what we found very clearly that it wasn't that she didn't understand pricing. It's that she couldn't implement the advice. And the real problem was a lack of confidence,
right?
Was a lack of being secure on that inside to say, hey, this is what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a form of guts and confidence. So that's what we worked on. And it was very, very successful.
And once we figured it out. And she is very, very successful.
And she still is very, very successful,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're working on the stuff that's unique to her
mm-hmm.
that helps her unique business.
Right.
And that's the whole point. Here's the other thing.
Okay.
People have Enneagram type, but businesses also have an Enneagram type.
Hmm.
And it's the best way to do decision making. So in other words, if you're saying, okay, should I expand my business? Should I buy that other location? Should I... you know, buy another truck? Should I get another crew? All those types of things. And if you look at the Enneagram type of your business, a lot of times the answer is just right there.
In front of you.
Yes. For example, if you're a 7 type business, you probably shouldn't expand. You probably want to get the fundamentals down.
And you want to create more quality within.
Yes. Or if you're a 9 type business, chances are you're long overdue for expansion, and it's time.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm just throwing those examples out there. It's never that black and white.
Right.
You know, you have to look at your unique business and your unique story and your unique Enneagram type and how it all works together.
Exactly. Well, you know, the small story about the guy who his personality was a 9 and his business was a 9, and when he would be depressed, his business sales and so forth would go down. When he would work with Jason and clear all that stuff, his business sales would go up.
It's a fascinating story. He had an online business,
mm-hmm.
and he would come to me and say, my sales are down. And I could see, you know, he relied on business that just came to him through the
word of
web.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Word of mouth, web, you know. Yeah. So he would basically sit at his chair and wait for the phone to ring or the sales to just jump in the cart. And it was ironic that when he was starting to get depressed, which is very typical of being a type 9 on the Enneagram, his sales would go down. And as soon as we cleared it, his sales would pick up. And we did it over and over and over again. Your energy affects your business more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
So, self-knowledge is the most important skill for a business owner. Mm-hmm. Understanding your Enneagram type and the Enneagram type of the business is key for decision-making. Business metrics are all about energy and is a direct way for improvement in any area. So you look at the business, the energy behind what the business metrics are trying to determine. We didn't get to that in our segment, but we'll talk about that. And the ecosystem approach teaches you self-knowledge and how to apply energy techniques to any business problem.
Okay. Jason, you want to talk about the business metrics real fast?
Well, it's just that business metrics, people think they're mathematical, but they're mathematical to get to the energy. Mm-hmm. And we don't have those kind of terminology in the business world.
We don't.
But for example, basically profit and loss is about the energy or the health of the energy of your business. Mm-hmm. So if you have good energy in your business, you have good profit and loss. If you don't, it's bad. You know, and that bad good is too simplistic, but it's a way of getting to the real root of the problem. There's a false belief that if you have net profit, good net profit for 5 years before you look at it, then you'll have it for the next 5 years. And that's not necessarily true. But if you look at the energy, you'll have a much better indication of how it's going to go for the next 5 years.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the most common and important illusion and delusion that most business owners have. Is that you? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're here, we're going to talk about the most common and important illusion and delusion that most business owners have. Is that you? Is that who we're talking to? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I'm curious about this one. What is the most important illusion and delusion that most business owners have?
We've had this so many times. Oh. Many people come to us with a very idealistic view of how they want their relationships and how they want to conduct their business. It's very honorable. It's very idealistic.
Okay.
And they see their business as a family, and they see that they want to do it a certain way.
Okay.
And for the most part, you can do that within your business. But what most people don't see is that outside of their business, people just don't operate that way.
Mm.
What we see is that programming especially creates high levels of competition and corruption.
Ah, sure.
And
of course.
What happens is that business becomes a game.
Mm.
So if you're trying to be altruistic and you're playing with other people who are playing a game, the game of business.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be an easy mark.
Ah.
And the way you can see it more clearly is, of course, the ecosystem approach.
Well, why is that, Jason?
Because it allows you to, first of all, see yourself more clearly.
Okay.
And then you see the way things are more clearly.
Well, can I back this up and just say, if I see myself more clearly, I can see what my strengths are, but then I can also see where my weaknesses are.
Exactly. Most people lie to themselves. It's very difficult to see the world as it really is.
Yes.
And most owners understand energy, conscious business. They want to change the world, have an ethical business. But most people, because of programming, cannot see using refined intuition. That's the term we use, refined intuition, of which is which.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people come to him and say, yeah, you can trust me. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to be fine. And then they can't be trusted.
Ah.
You know, they're just playing a game. And often people that we've worked with in the past have fallen for that. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to have, doesn't mean it has to be cutthroat. It has to be a certain way, that there's no other way of doing it. But when you don't see the arena that you're in with objectivity,
And you're going to struggle.
So, mm-hmm. You know, truly, it's up to you to decide which is which and how you're going to do that. But for the most part, within your business, you can make it the way you want. But you have to understand that for you and even some of your employees, that when you go outside of the walls of your business, it may be a completely different game. You know, many successful business people have sociopathic and narcissistic tendencies because they are such good game players. You know, I've seen books written about this where sociopathic CEOs of large Fortune 500 companies, and the way that they get to the top is because they're really good game players, but they have no, they can look like they have empathy, but they don't have any real empathy. They don't have any real heart.
Hmm.
And it's a big deal today. But I'm not going to get lost in that. The best solution is to operate your business internally according to your own moral preferences, but have no illusions about the world outside of your business. The ecosystem approach helps you create a refined intuition so you can see the world objectively, you know, in your area of business and make choices about your business. I had a client who was in the jewelry business, and she was actually quite famous, but she used to tell me how, you know, diamond dealers were notorious for, you know, being very, she called them cheats, but they were definitely game players. And she always wanted to have a good relationship with her clients, but she knew enough to know that those diamond dealers, you know, it was a different game.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we've had personal experience with, you know, a Fortune 500 company, many of them have policies and practices that are in support of the employee. But in reality, the culture is cutthroat, mean, and harsh. And so you have this veneer of very positive, but just like Black Lives Matter right now, when you piss someone off in your company or group, they can weaponize the rules to take you out. And just like with Black Lives Matter, when a white person gets pulled over by the police, it's a different experience than when a black person does. And it's the same thing for these Fortune 500 companies that have all these altruistic employment policies. And when you look at some of the politics inside of those companies, they're really cutthroat and harsh. And we've experienced that firsthand. So we see that. So
are you ready for the key points of this segment, Jason?
We're going to do the key points, and we're going to teach you how to clear so we can do that in the fourth segment.
Okay.
Most business owners are not capable of seeing the world around themselves objectively. Mm-hmm. Business have to operate with a mixture of authenticity and gamesmanship. And the ecosystem approach helps you create refined intuition so you can see your world objectively and make choices. And the ecosystem approach helps you create a powerful, motivated personality for your unique business.
Hmm. Okay. So, Jason, let's teach the audience out there, for those who don't know, how to do the clearing or the ecosystem approach. And then we'll talk about life force energy as well.
So to do the clearing, all you have to do, you don't have to be in any special posture. You can sit, stand. You can be on your head and just use.
I don't recommend being on your head. It gives you a headache.
Yes, but use your mind's eye, your imagination. Mm-hmm. And so when we say "and to eliminate," gather up all those feelings that we say to eliminate, or the things, the intangibles like veils and illusions or barriers. Gather those all up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's no trash can where you are, maybe you're driving. Blow that into an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye.
Well, and then they could also do what? Go to
our website at theecosystemapproach.org, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign into our free subscription service area. And there's what we call the processor. And we've created a processor that processes that negative energy and turns it into neutral. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that, just imagine a trash can, and mm-hmm. then Patricia will tell you about how to do life force energy.
Okay. So after we've done that, then we do what we call life force energy. Many of you know what it is. And what you're going to do is we're going to call upon it. It's the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And you're going to pull it in through the top of your head. You're going to let it go all the way through your body, like your torso and your arms. You're going to let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. You're going to stop it there. You're going to turn it around. You're going to breathe out. And then you are going to have that very, very positive energy help you push that negative energy out. So we can call upon more life force energy. And remember, it is the most powerful energy any of us has access to. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some more clearings. We're going to do some clearings and more clearings to get you started to be a better business manager. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearings to get you started to be a better business manager. And remember, you can be a small business manager of your own financial stuff or and running a house, which is, by the way, not an easy thing to do. And then even bigger business. And in fact, if you want to do this and be a in a Fortune 500 company, you go right ahead because it works there as well. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
So, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my personality is the center of all my business problems. Take a breath and gather up those veils and illusions.
And blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that all this applies whether I'm a manager of someone else's business or the head of my own business. It all works the same. Gather that up, the veils and illusions, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, and rage and bitterness that keeps me from self-knowledge to run my business or be a good business manager. Take a breath and blow out that negative energy. Blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate any anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that keeps me from objective decisions, because when you have that energy, it's in your way. Take a breath.
And you know what? I want to address something right here. We didn't discuss it today. We kind of stepped over the top of it. I don't know exactly why, but one of the things that we see is most people that do small business and big business, the biggest problem is that they get in their own way and they can't see it and they want to blame others. So let's do this.
Or structures.
Or structures, exactly. So, and to eliminate all the veils and illusions that are keeping me from seeing and knowing, I'm the one who's standing in the way. I'm the one who's blocking what's in the best interest of this company or the company that I work for. Take a breath. Blow it out.
If you've ever read, you know, Why Businesses Fail, I've never read anything that says, well, the owner didn't have any self-insight. So here we go. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the difference between who I think I am and who I actually am authentically. Take a breath.
Yeah. And with that said, and to eliminate any anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that keeps me from objective decisions. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the fear and anxieties that keep me from clear-headed decisions for my unique business.
Okay.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the difference between the culture I want and the culture that I have. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to harmony and peace within my business.
And myself. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the competitive forces outside of my company with objectivity. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the relationships inside my company with clarity, especially my relationships with everybody else. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can make structural changes to change the energy in my business when the truth is probably not. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any resentment and hopelessness I have about things that I can't change in the world around me.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. And let's do some more. We've done this before, but let's do some clearings for the world. So the way you do that is just imagine a big hand going around the globe and then into a big dumpster at the end.
Okay.
But this connects with small business people a lot.
Yeah.
Any anger about the government, politicians, and organizations of the government that create negative energy for me, that create barriers for me, that just makes me fight over something that I can't really control. Take a breath all the way around the globe into that dumpster.
And to eliminate my fear because of the state, my fear in the world because of its state that it's in right now that says, why should I even start a small business or be in a small business? Because who knows what's going to happen next? I release and let go all of that fear. Take a breath and blow it out all the way around the world. In that, remember the age of Aquarius. Jason, real quick, explain the age of Aquarius.
You know, it's an energy age, an astrological age where it's creating the potential, not the reality, but the potential for more democratic individual empowerment, more democratic institutions, and a flattening of the hierarchy of the power structures of the world.
So with that said, and to eliminate all of the fear that says, I'm going to miss that because I'm not really understanding it. And if I don't understand it, then there's nothing I can do about it. When the truth is, sure there is. I release and let go of the blocks that are keeping me from understanding the age of Aquarius for myself and small business starting right now. Take a breath. All the way around the world and put it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate all the anger, bitterness, hate, prejudice, and competition around the globe that keeps us from coming together and working together.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Blow it out.
And there's one more here that I want to do. And this is for you as a small business owner, if you're listening right now, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can clear for my customers and my potential customers so they'll find me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that one. Blow it out. Well, I have one more regarding small business. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that changing the energy is the way to improve not only myself, but my business. Take a breath. And blow it out.
So should we do life force?
I think so. Here we go. Follow me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head. Let it come, go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energies left over. Those negative energies are blocking you. Blow them out.
And to activate life force so that I can have hope that working with energy will help my business.
Today.
Yes.
Take a breath. Tips of your toes. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust that my personality can change and grow with energy work. What a concept. Take a breath. And blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to keep clearing to bring about the business that I want.
Yes.
That's the key. Clear the negative energy around your business.
Take a breath. Tips of your toes and blow out that negative energy. And one last one for activating life force. So I can activate life force to be happy, healthy, successful, powerful, love, have laughter and fun and creativity, and be able to, and of course, the most important one of all, objectivity. So I can do what I came here to do and help not only myself, but others in all that I think, say, and do. Take a breath. Pull in that life force right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a part two for small business, and it's for creatives.
Huh.
People that are artists, musicians, and people that have a creative function or provide a creative service. You know, we've had so many people that have come to us in those...
arenas.
Areas, yes. And typically they want some sort of energy magic to help them with their business. We have some real insights. You can't miss this one. It'll be really interesting.
Right. So, Jason, how can I and others get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
You know, we've set this up so you can get started for free. Mm. It's all free. All you have to do is listen to our show every week. Mm-hmm. And this ecosystem approach, as you know, applies to all areas of your life. Mm. And that's why we do this radio show, is because each week we have a different topic. Some of them that seem like they don't have any sort of connection with each other at all, but they do with the ecosystem approach. And that it's based on this idea that we're an ecosystem. We're not a machine. Mm-hmm. And these ecosystems, when they're out of balance, with clearing, can be brought back into balance. We're one of the first people that really use energy in a way that is practical and instructive and helps you in your day-to-day life.
You know, Jason, just talk about that practicality for just a moment. It's so important.
You know, we do that all the time. It's we think that it's not about having some lofty philosophical belief, but if you can't make your life better in terms of your relationships, in terms of paying the rent, in terms of your day-to-day health,
yeah,
it's of no use. And that's why we've created the ecosystem approach the way we have. It can start with you in a very simple way, but it can take you as far as you want to go. It's, you know, like we say in every segment, your potential is infinite with the ecosystem approach.
I love that. I love that so much. So I'd like to say, listen to our show every week and do the clearings at the end with us. You know, our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, it is recorded, and you can go to our new website, theecosystemapproach.org. That's one word, of course, with the dot, and sign up for our free section.
You know, if you sign up for our free section, you get our newsletter every week, and we have clearings in that newsletter, and that's the key. Listen every week, do our clearings at the end, and then in between shows, do the clearings in the newsletter. It's really amazing.
And don't forget, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's our show.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.